Jessica Runk grew up on a North Dakota farm. Then she went to Hollywood and worked as an actor and writer. She's still at it, working as a writer's assistant on a new CBS network television show in development. Jessica also writes a column for the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead and shares her commentaries with us on Main Street. Today, she reminisces about being 10 years old and attending a Norwegian language immersion camp in northern Minnesota.
When I was 10 years old, I attended Norwegian camp. It was your basic week-long summer camp, set on a big lake, boasting activities like canoeing, fishing, campfires, and speaking only in Norwegian. What's that? Yes, I did say speaking only in Norwegian, a language of which I didn't know a single word, other than ufta. I come from a long line of proud Norsks, and we eat lefse at all of our family holidays, so my mother and I decided that was enough to prepare me for immersion. I saw this as an opportunity to make friends and push my boundaries. I also saw this as a chance to learn foreign insults I could yell at my cousins without getting in trouble. When we arrived at the camp, I immediately regretted that I'd left all my stuffed animals at home. I hadn't wanted the other girls to think I was a baby, but now, staring at hundreds of strange 10-year-old faces, I could really have used Christmas Bear. After I arrived at my cabin, or hytta, as they insisted I call it, I started to relax. The girls were nice, and we were getting along just fine. But after an hour of bonding, a counselor pulled me aside and told me there had been a mistake. I was in the wrong cabin. At least, I think that's what she said. She was speaking in Norwegian. As soon as I stepped foot in my new hytta, I knew the week was lost. Cold, hostile faces stared back at me. One girl, in particular, scowled at me with the thickest eyebrows I'd ever seen, set above her eyes like two black caterpillars. I swallowed back my fear and offered a shaky smile. I spent the whole day trying to make friends, but the girls had pegged me as an outsider. My glasses were too big, my hair too frizzy, and eyebrows delighted in pointing these things out to her friends. That night in bed, I could hear their whispered giggles directly above my head. The light from their upstairs room shone through the vent. My throat burned, and again I longed for my stuffed animals. Every night, I would kiss them each good night, a tradition I had held on to from my younger years that always made me feel better. That's what I needed. A tradition. A reminder I was okay. I held up my hand to the shaft of light coming from their room and kissed each one of my fingers, in place of my stuffed animals, whispering the words. Good night to Peekaboo Bear. Good night to Blanky. Good night to Christmas Dog. Good night to Sweater Bear. Good night to Soft Puppy. The next morning, I woke up with confidence, convinced I'd imagined the meanness. I was feeling so good, so sure that I could turn this week around, that when eyebrows blocked my way out of the door, I gave her a big smile. Good morning. She grinned. Good morning. Kissy fingers. Blood rushed to my face as I realized in one horrible moment that she had seen me through the vent. Eyebrows laughed as I pushed past her, feeling like I was going to throw up last night's lefse. I spent the last days of camp eating Toblerone bars, canoeing by myself, and learning Norwegian insults. Although the counselors refused to tell me any, I managed to string together one from the words I had learned. Ust, cheese, and hude, head, cheese head. That was pretty racy stuff for a 10-year-old. When pickup finally came, I put on a smile and hugged my mom. When she asked if I'd enjoyed myself, I nodded enthusiastically and asked her if she could buy me more Toblerone. As soon as we got in the car and drove away, I let the tears seep out of my eyes. Alarmed, my mom asked what was wrong. I didn't answer. I wasn't sure. Yes, the teasing had hurt, and the shame of being called kissy fingers would stay with me for a few years, but that wasn't really the reason. It was something else. Something I'd realized during this long week. The world was a lot harder than I thought. Tucked away safely on my farm, in my small school, in my small town, I had been lucky. Safe from too much cruelty. As I got older, I would learn being teased by a bunch of 10-year-olds was not as ugly as the world got, that I was lucky to think that was difficult. But to me, away from my friends and my family and any adult that spoke English, I found a world that was not quite as forgiving as I'd thought. Los Angeles reminds me a lot of Norwegian camp. Many times I feel like people here might as well be speaking another language for as much as I understand them. I often miss home and, on particularly hard nights, sometimes long for Christmas Bear. But unlike camp, I could choose to leave LA. But I don't. There may be a lot of eyebrows in this city, but there are also a lot of Toblerone. And even now, 20 years later, if someone hurts my feelings, I'll smile and think quietly to myself, Osthuda.
Our correspondent in Lotusland, Jessica Runk.